Welcome to the GeoMob Podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hello, Stephen. Welcome back.
Hello, Ed. Welcome back to you, too. Been a good summer?
It has been a great summer. I had a lovely summer. I spent the entire summer in Berlin with my kids. But, you know, some good weather, some bad weather, lots of activities, lots of fun. Saw a lot of people. I had a great time. What about you? You're off to scenic Spain, I've heard.
I'm off to Ibiza, to the party island tomorrow for a week of festivities around my son's wedding. I'm sure I'm too old for all of that, but I'll do my best. And certainly it's going to be warmer than it is here in London.
Well, congratulations to you and your entire family.
Thank you. Thank you. Great celebrations. It's lovely to have something good to celebrate in life.
Indeed.
So where do we start? Oh, the 300th episode.
The 300th episode that we had a few weeks ago. Yes. Yeah. Big thank you to everyone who sent us feedback and encouragement. We got lots of people who kind of congratulated us, but we want to go deeper on some of the feedback. Some quite surprising feedback, I have to say.
Yeah, so a shout out to Bernie Connors, who works in the geo team at New Brunswick Province in Canada. It's great to know that we've got regular listeners as far afield as that. And Bernie sent us a really nice message. I'm not going to read out everything he said, but it was just really heartwarming for both of us to get that message from you, Bernie. So when you're listening to this episode on your morning walk, Ed and I say thanks for the feedback and keep it coming.
Well, you know, Stephen, I've known that we have a huge following in New Brunswick, but it was great to have it confirmed by that message. So, yes, really, really delightful. Thank you.
And even though I consider myself a geographer of sorts, I had to go and check where New Brunswick was.
Shall I drop some geo trivia about New Brunswick, Stephen?
Go ahead.
Okay, so as you may know, the province code for New Brunswick, in Canada, they have provinces, also territories, but mainly the provinces, and they each one has a two-letter code, just like the U.S. states. And New Brunswick, of course, is NB, as you might expect. Mm-hmm. And this led to some problems because originally when the U.S. started in the, I think it was 1950s, they kind of rolled out zip codes and also state codes and addresses. Nebraska also used NB. And so this led to a lot of problems with Nebraskan letters that were supposed to go to Nebraska going to New Brunswick or vice versa. And thus Nebraska had to change their abbreviation to NE. So there you have it.
Right. So Nebraska changed, not New Brunswick.
Correct. Because I think New Brunswick had it first. So
good for New Brunswick.
We're still, there remains a showdown between Washington State and Western Australia, both of which use WA as their abbreviation.
Yeah, but unlikely to cause much confusion in the U.S. Postal Service.
Unlikely. But you know, we do get that occasionally with the old geocoder. That
yes, you do.
Anyway, that's the extent.
London's.
That's the extent of my New Brunswick trivia. So
fair enough. And thanks to everybody else who gave us feedback on the episode. Mixed views on
video. On video.
Are we going to try it?
I don't particularly want to try it, but I guess we're probably going to try it. So
I mean, I don't want to try it either, but I guess we're going to try it.
I'm still getting it cleared by my agent, you know, whether I can really, you know, who owns the visual rights to all this. So, no, but in all seriousness, thanks to everyone who took the time to send us some feedback. So very encouraging. Please keep it coming.
Yeah. So what have we got coming up?
We have a lot of events coming up, Stephen. Actually, by the time this episode goes live, I suspect we will already have had the first September GeoMob, which is coming up in the Netherlands. And this event is quite interesting. So first of all, congratulations to the Netherlands because they're really picking up steam. I think this is going to be their second event of the year. They already have the third one scheduled coming up later in December. Until now, we've only had Netherlands events in Utrecht, and this event is going to be in Eindhoven. So good chance for people in that part of the world to go to an event. Also, we need to congratulate our friends at HERE, who are hosting the event. So, and I think it's their first involvement with GeoMob, so thank you to them for hosting. So anyway, that event, I think, will have already happened by the time this episode goes live, but we have a whole bunch of other events coming up. We have Berlin, and then shortly afterwards, we have Edinburgh. And the calendar is really starting to fill in. Both there's another Edinburgh event in November. We have London, of course, in October. We have another London event already set in January. So for those of you who want to get it in the calendar. And who knows, but I'm working also on trying to get another Barcelona event nailed down. We might have that soon. We might have another Berlin event before the end of the year. Anyway, all of this is to say, go to the website, check it out. Lots of events coming up. We are, summer's over. We are back. And so I hope to see all of you at an event in the near future.
And also we should say, with all these, with the new event coming up in Eindhoven and events in Edinburgh, which are relatively recent, though they've become regular, it's really easy to create a GeoMob event in your local community. It's not a big deal to get it started. And if you're interested in hosting a GeoMob-style event in your local geo-community, just ping us a message. We've got a set of simple instructions and give it a try. If you're like the team in Edinburgh or the team in the Netherlands, once you've done one, you'll keep them coming and you'll be having 2-3 a year, and it's great. So,
yes, on that note, I should say we have been contacted in the last couple of weeks by two additional new cities that are contemplating getting started. So hoping to hear back from them soon, and hopefully we have some announcements to make in the near future.
And if our friends in San Francisco are listening, it's about time for your second event.
Indeed.
Okay, so lots of exciting stuff. What's been going on with OpenCage?
Well, as I said, we took a bit of a summer break to spend the time with the kids while they were off school. But nevertheless, geocoding keeps going. And it's not just GeoMob events that are back on the agenda. We have quite a plethora of other events. I am going to Amsterdam at the end of September for a big Internet of Things event, the Things Conference. And it's... I'm going to be speaking at this event all about, we're fortunate to have many customers from that kind of industry, kind of tracking devices and things. They need to turn the device coordinates into useful location information. And so we work with lots of companies in this space. So I got that going on. Then I have a very exciting announcement or update, and that is there is an organization in Germany called GeoIT, which is kind of an industry association. The members are mainly companies. My company, OpenCage, we're a member. This organization had some very good events. You may recall, I think you came to Berlin one time about 10 years ago, Stephen, for that Wear Berlin conference. That was organized by this organization. Unfortunately, with COVID and everything, the organization became a bit dormant the last couple of years. But I'm excited to announce that they're back. And there's going to be a GeoIT event in Berlin at the end of September. It's just a few days after GeoMob Berlin, actually. And it will be my pleasure to be speaking at that event as well. If you're in Berlin, I encourage you to come to GeoMob Berlin. I encourage you also to come to the GeoIT event. And anyway, hopefully we're going to see more activity there in the coming years. The other big thing on our plate right now, Stephen, is kind of one, the unfortunate flip side of some recent commercial success is that we've been getting more and more kind of big companies as customers, which is of course lovely. We love all of our customers. Big companies are not always the easiest to deal with. And particularly some of our systems, not the geocoding systems, but more like the account management systems and single sign-on and things like that. And some of these customers have been pushing us to kind of improve some of these systems. And so we have some work to do there. It's not the most exciting and fun project, particularly because it involves kind of changing our whole architecture of how we manage accounts and things. Basically, companies want to be able to have administrators, and you know, so when their employees leave or whatever, they can, you know, the administrator can delete people and stuff like that. That's kind of what we're working on then for the next little bit of time to get that kind of up to snuff.
On the positive side, it gives you a competitive edge in those large customers against less enterprise-ready competitors.
That's the hope. It's interesting dealing with these large customers. They're kind of a whole different species.
Yeah.
And it can be a real pain to get them, to get them on board, and then to actually, often the bigger challenge is just to get through their accounting department to get an invoice paid. We had one big brand that every listener will have heard of who became a customer, I think in January or so. And in July, we finally got the first payment, you know, and this was despite the people that we work with being very enthusiastic, wanting to pay us, you know, all those kind of things. So, anyway, these are the problems of success. So I guess we're thankful to have them, but it can be frustrating at times.
Yeah. Well, live with it, mate.
So, what's new? What's new with you, Stephen? What's new at Mavery?
So on September the 6th, it is Mapri's 7th birthday, which seems to me like quite a landmark, you know, an idea that Ken Field and I had when we were on safari to now be 7 years in and still going is pretty remarkable. So I'm quite pleased about that. And if you drop into the Mapri website on September the 6th, you'll see some special posts around our birthday. The other bit of news that I just saw that flew across my desk today was PhosphorG this year is the open source geo conference is in Auckland, New Zealand. And I just got a notification that the standard price booking runs until 20th of September. After 20th of September, you'll be on a late booking program with a higher price. So if you're thinking of going to PhosphorG, I would encourage you to get your credit card out and make your booking before the 20th of September. I unfortunately won't be going to PhosphorG in Auckland. It's just too far for me.
Thanks for joining us today on the GeoMob podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and find links to our accounts on Mastodon and LinkedIn so that you can stay up to date on all our upcoming events. We hope to see you at an event soon.